right, good singing all the way around. That's just a blessing from on high. We thank God and bless the Lord for how good God's been and where He brought us from, where we would have been had it not been for the grace of God. I appreciate getting to see all of you smiling faces that are there. I hope you're smiling when we're done. Oh, you will be. There's not any problem there, I'm telling you right now. And even Miss Diane, Miss Faye told me, said, well, boy, we didn't want to miss tonight after you made... I mean, listen, I'm telling you right now, the top shelf members in this church here, and that's a good deal. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Leviticus, in the book of Leviticus in chapter number 19. In the book of Leviticus in chapter number 19. You find a place, if you're able to stand, we'll look there in that chapter in about verse number 29. All right, in Leviticus in chapter number 19, verse number 29. Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Father, bless your word to every heart tonight. We do thank you for it. We pray you'd bind the devil, have a demon assigned to hinder. And we plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. We pray the Lord that you'd save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. We thank you, Lord, for loving us even while we were unlovable. Now move upon us and within us and speak to our heart. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, thank you, and be seated. I was going to preach and entitle this on how much to buy you off. That'd be a rough title, too rough. Another one is that maybe a title that I'm not for sale. Brother Randy sings that song every now and again. How much would it take to buy you out to sell? How much would you sell out for? But I decided that I'd preach on it according to the text. And I want to preach on, and I had a couple of words. Of course, we're in Texas. I want to preach on whorehouses in Texas. Now, I know what you're doing is you're thinking all of a sudden, hey, there's not a whole lot of that going on, surely not in the state of Texas. There's a lot of that going on right here in this town. Me and old Sam used to peddle catfish. We'd catch a bunch of catfish, and we'd drive up down through the quarters and through a couple of places. And I kept noticing some of them floozy-looking black gals were out there in the yard. And come to find out, one of the biggest customers that I had was selling women. Didn't matter what color, white women, brown women, black women. Selling them out of his own house. And let me say to you, the last thing that you want to do if you're selling catfish to somebody is come out of a house of ill repute. And so we quit all of that because I thought, man, the neighborhood's gone to hell in a handbasket. But that's not so bad right there as it is being out of the Baptist church. Now, I got to tell you right now that whenever you begin to look into this Bible lesson, do you know the reason why there's so many church hoppers? They can't never get settled for life, and they're going to hop here a while, then they're going to hop yonder a while. They do that to try anybody, keep anybody from being able to find out what they've been up to and what they are up to, and make no mistake about it, God knows already what they're doing. Now, when you sat here tonight, and all of a sudden, if I get too close to your camping ground, then I make no apology for it. You ought not to camp that close to what we're talking about. But I ask the question, simply this, am I becoming your enemy because I tell you the truth? Why is it that people that claim to be your best friend, when they can't no longer take the truth, become your worst enemy? In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that we want to certainly recognize and know that according to the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 23, there's a passage there, verse 17. But in the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 23, he mentions again and he says, there shall be no, verse 17, for there shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God, for any vow, even both of these, are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Now I'm going to tell you right now that if you'll take heed to what I'm going to try to tell you tonight, and you'll listen with your horn. It'll safeguard you, and you can help safeguard your family. And one of these days, you'll be thankful unto God that you didn't cheat on your spouse. In this lesson there, and let me say to you that I've worked with more than a few that were in that boat. Get over to Ecclesiastes, don't turn there, in chapter 7 and verse number 7, that the Bible said that a man that God goes ahead and pulls out some kind of a gift out of his bosom. You know, the gift blindeth, the Bible said. And whenever you go to trying to pull a gift on somebody to be able to buy them something, maybe do good to them, to be get your eyes off of what you're doing. God talks about that being a wicked thing. I want to say to you that, if you will, in this Bible we've read this morning, that evil men and seducers wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now, did you hear what that says? We're not just talking about here somebody that's motion. We're talking about a seductive spirit. We're talking about somebody that's trying to allure you with somebody that's trying to seduce you. And boy, let me tell you right now, as it happens, why do you think there's so many pedophiles running up and down the road of life? Children are easy seduced. Why do you think for 1 minute that whenever you begin to look into this Bible, is that you begin to recognize and realize and know is that there's a danger that's all around us? You know, if somebody tries to lead you away from God and the Bible and things that are good, right, moral, and decent, that Bible said over in the book of Deuteronomy 13, about verse number 8, you're not to consent to it, and you're not to conceal them in the matter. Now, you know, we're busy working on the buddy plan. And I got to say to you that, if you will, that when you begin to look into it, you'll find there's a passage over in the book of Acts in chapter number 8, about verse number 20, that so very clearly it lets us know you can't buy God off with a gift. You can offer him whatever you want to. You can do anything you want to try to, but God's not going to be impressed with that. You cannot buy God off with a gift. I was thinking about in this lesson that we're looking at that here's a few stats that you ought to grab hold of. You know, incest runs rampant in the land. That's where a man's trying to have an affair with his own kids, committing fornication. That's where a person, you know, that's the reason why the older they get, the more careful you got to be how you handle them and how you respond and how you act and all that business there. I remember whenever I first came here, a grown man that used to walk up and kiss his teenage daughter right in the mouth. Something's wrong with that. And so when I preached on the subject, then no doubt they went to trying to hit the road. It took them a while to make an exit, but make no mistake about it, something's wrong with that. Some of you mamas, you know, and these boys, I don't see that with these boys so very much, because really and truly they don't like girls until a certain age. But how would that look that if a mama, let's see here, let me pick somebody out. Well, a song leader, he's still quite a young man. He's still learning some stuff. How'd you like to see his mom walk up and kiss him right in the mouth? I bet your girlfriend would like that. We're living in a world that when the preacher says, who gives this woman in marriage? She's never going to have the reservation to offer to give him back or give him back, see. That's why it's till death do you part. That's the reason why you ought to know something about somebody and so forth and on. Now, let me tell you something. Do you realize, and knowing all you little boys here, you better pay close attention, because you're getting on the age to where that finally that cars and trucks and hunting and fishing and everything else that you've been, whatever them boom, 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 boom thing you play with your thumb, whatever that is, you'll lose interest in that, and there'll be some gal that you'll get your eyes upon if you're not careful. And what you have to be careful of is that a problem called incest. Do you understand that in the penal code 25.02, there's a jail sentence? And it could be a year or more. It could be $10,000 in fine. Do you realize that first degree incest is a $20,000 fine and 10 years in prison? Do you realize that pedophiles and child molesters, they're running rampant in the land, in our town, in this state, in our country? Many years ago, we lived in Houston, Texas, and of course, you know, everybody that wants to throw up can, because I don't understand anybody that likes Houston, that wants to be in Houston, but if you do, God bless you, I can't help you. But I can remember that they used to have a place called the Chicken Ranch over in LaGrange, Texas. What the Chicken Ranch was is a bunch of college girls that were harlots. And they would, and man, some young old boys I'd worked with, oh, you ought to come on, go to the Chicken Ranch. You'll have a great time. I've already got a wife at the house. Oh, yeah, but this ain't nothing like the Chicken Ranch. And from the year of 1905 to 1973, now you would think the authorities could have shut a whorehouse down in Texas a lot quicker than that. You may remember the guy that was the announcer, Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News. Remember that? And boy, I'm going to tell you something. I said, hey, are you idiots? Are you out of your ever-loving mind? Don't you realize, though, that Marvin Zindler is going to be there with a camera crew, and one of these days, your car, your face, your rest. See? I can tell you right now, is they finally did. They finally did get it shut down, and but they didn't shut it down everywhere. I guarantee you got that going on right now. You got that going on in College Station. You got that going on. You getting the picture? I'm just trying to tell you that right up front, that make no mistake about it, that sin and sinners are in business, and they're doing everything they can to be able to seduce you as a man, a woman, a boy, a girl. In fact, is there's a place up in Dallas. And I don't go to Dallas. I don't like Dallas. I like it less than I like Houston, and I don't like Houston a bunch. But there's a place over there called Harry Hines Boulevard. If you look it up, it's somewhere between 10 and 18 miles long. And they got little gals running up and down, and their butt cheeks are hanging out, and their heart. You know, whenever you're a harlot, you try to dress like one. I guess it's better for business. I don't know. I don't go to Harry Hines Boulevard in Dallas, and maybe some of you do, and I'm sure it's because you're trying to find a good store to shop at in the daylight hours. I got to say to you that if you hang around a place like that long enough, you'll get sucked into it. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, you're going to be able to find out is that it's here, it's there, it's everywhere. And boy, you talk about sin, people are willing to pay to have a good time in sin. Now, you know, used to, what's right, what's wrong? Now it's right, wrong, and money. If there's enough money, they don't care what's right. They don't care what's wrong. See? I want to say that when you begin to look into it, you'll find that we better stay with the book and always remember that right's always going to be right. It'll not be easy to follow right, but you'll be glad you did. I got to say to you that when you begin to look into this lesson here, you'll find we're to never be blinded by the gift. And somebody goes to trying to give me a gift, and for no special reason whatsoever, they want to try to keep me from being able to preach. Well, then I'm going to be scared of them. If they try to do that for you, let me tell you, you ought to be scared of that. You ought to be able to do what's right and don't be blinded by the gift. In other words, we ought to never be able to be bought off. And the reason why the Bible said over the book of Exodus, chapter number 23 and verse number 8, that the gift blinded. And let me tell you, if you're not careful, what will end up happening with is that you'll try to yoke up and join up and you'll try to be with people. And whenever you go to getting bored with that and tired of that and go in the wrong direction, then it won't be long. You'll get offended when the same people you used to shout amen about, now you're offended because they're asking you about your decision and what you're doing. Now, do you know the reason why that I'm always busy on decisions you're making? Is because you're not going to make a decision that involves only you. You make a decision, if it's right, can work out to be good for all of us. If it's wrong, somebody's going to end up having to pay. Guess who ends up most of the time having to deal with it? You're exactly right. Guess who don't like dealing with that kind of stuff? You're exactly right. If you're guessing me, you're guessing it. I said all that just to be able to say this, is that you'll find that over in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 12, you ain't got to turn there, verse 3 and 4, you'll find that Samuel was a man that had a clean heart and he had clean hands, and he never tried to buy off anybody and never tried to impress anybody. He said, "Lord, I want you to know I've not taken naught from them, not taken not a goat, a calf, a cow, or anything. I've not been bought off by this crowd that I'm preaching to." In the lesson that we're looking at, you'll find over in the book of Amos in chapter 5 and about verse number 12, he said, "For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins, and they affect the just and they take a bribe." Now, I got to tell you right now, do you realize and know that that whenever you take a gift, over in Ecclesiastes 7:7, that it destroys the heart? It makes it where you're not having a heart for truth anymore. It makes it whenever you'd have something that you were able to get bought off with. Get over in the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 16, about verse number 19. You can read it later. But you'll find that God is no respecter of persons, neither will he take a gift. You're not going to buy God off with something. In this lesson that we're living in and all of that, I'm amazed sometimes at mamas and daddies. They'll get on to their child or they'll have to tell them no, and then now they're mad and they're all puffed up and sucking on their thumb like they've eaten a poison frog or something. And as a result of that, because they've been told no, now you're wanting to try to buy them off, so you'll go to buying them a gift or buying them this or giving them that or trying to substitute it with something else. Shame on you. Right will be right. It doesn't matter who likes it, lumps it, loves it, or leave it. Stay with right. In the lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out that in the day and hour we're living in, there's a lot of people that have been sold out. Do you know there's a man by the name of Esau, remember him? He sold his birthright for a mess of pottage. What are you going to take in exchange for your soul? Do you realize that, oh, the Lord established a church, gave himself for the church? When he saves a soul, he adds them to the church. And when he comes again, he's going to rapture the church out because they've been saved by his grace and they've been added to the church of the living God. I got to say to you that, if you will, that Esau was a man that had no interest in the righteous things. He just simply wanted a mess of pottage and to live for the moment. Remember Judas Iscariot? For 30 pieces of silver, he sold out our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He walked up to him and wanted to act nice and kind and betrayed the Lord with a kiss. Jesus asked him, "Betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?" I got to say to you that, if you will, that he settled for 30 pieces of silver. By the way, he looked for a convenient day that he might do it. That's how Judas works. That's how the devil works on it. 2 Chronicles 19, verse 7, he said, "There is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, nor a taking of gifts." That's something, isn't it? The Lord can't be bought off is what we're trying to say. Now, I'm glad to know there's forgiveness with God. But you know, if you keep looking at a bad thing long enough, it makes you cold, it makes you callous, it makes you nullified and numb to what the right thing in the sight of God is. In the lesson that we're looking at, that's the reason why in the day we live in, every one of us have got family that needs the Lord. I know I've got a bunch of them. And I know you may think some of your kid folks are bad, but I guarantee you I've got some that are certifiable. I've got some kin folks that make your kin folks look like Sunday school teachers. So I know what it's like. But I want to tell you right now is you're going to find out that beer drinking, dope smoking, lying, cheating, conniving, adulterating, fornicating bunch that we're talking about here tonight. You know, they look bad when you're in the right, when you're walking with God. But if you're not careful, one of these days they'll have the opportunity to help you with a little money. And that crowd won't look so bad to you anymore. It would. They'll look just as bad to God as they always did. And wondering, God's wondering why we're bought off many times. See? I will say, as we get ready to close, is that there's corruption running up and down the streets that around where we live. From the courthouse to in the church. You know, I never dreamed in the day and hour that we're living in that I'd ever hear of anybody that was in a local church, that was in a supposedly good local church, and threatening to sue their church. Dare any of you to go before the world and take the people of God to court? That's what God said, 1 Corinthians, about chapter number 6 and about verse 1. What a shame that is. I got to say to you that, if you will, that as a result of that, there's going to be a many a person in the day we live in, because corruption's running rampant in the courthouse. Hey, it's running rampant in the church. I was thinking about, you know, the piano players that have run off with a preacher. I'm thinking about the wives that have run off with another man, or another man run off with another woman. You see what I'm talking about? See, we talk about things as though they're way out there and far out there, but it goes on right under our noses among people that we love and know the best. I've heard of some things here of late that absolutely just make me want to holler snake and run backwards. What kind of person has a fornicating, adulterating relationship with their own kinfolks, namely with their sister-in-law? What kind of person does that? What kind of person, buddy, gets to where they can't control themselves? And let me tell you right now is that what a godless bunch and what a wicked world that we're living in. In this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out what ends up happening is over in 2 Peter chapter number 2 at about verse 14. He said what happens is they cannot cease from sin and they curse their own children. Put a curse on them. I want to say that when we look into this lesson that's here, evil communications corrupt good manners. Now, when I'm around you, I'm hoping that I can help you to have better manners. But if I don't have good manners, I'm going to corrupt your good manner. If you're not strong in the Lord. See, what ends up happening is that we go to thinking, I remember whenever we first started out, is that over there in Louisiana, my word, I'm telling you right now, there's some people there involved in incest, pedophile, and all of the above. It don't matter to them if they're kin folks or not. Don't make any difference to them who it is, where it is, and so forth and on. You know, I can't tell you how many people like that I've dealt with in days gone by. And as a result of that, you're going to find out is that their evil communication that they have in the church corrupt a good manner. I had a man one time that was trying to argue with me, and I said, well, now, preacher, you know, the reason why that probably I did that with a minor is because of the fact is that I'd been drinking a little. Now, wait just a minute and hold the phone. Is that the same drinking, the same liquor you was defending the other day? You were saying, I don't think there's nothing wrong with a little drinking as long as you don't get drunk. Is that the same as you? Now you're going to blame the liquor that you was defending. You're going to blame the liquor for messing up your mind to where now you're doing what you ought not to be doing. See how that is? See how two-sided that is? I want to say to you, as we get ready in the day and hour that we're living in, we've got sodomites, queers, if you please, that try to come right on in the house of God. Not only that, you're going to find out we got liars, cheaters, connivers, just trying to join right on in with the house of God. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I'm a part of the family of God. I thank God that I'm saved, and I thank God you're not having to chase me up and down the road and drag me out of some house of ill repute or out of some barn or some house with somebody else's wife. I'm glad to know that you and I, that when we're saved by the grace of God, that we have some better morals about us, because they've been divinely installed the day we got born again. I wonder tonight, that won't touch the hem of the garment concerning the subject. But let me tell you, if you run around with bad stuff's going to get off on you. It's just that simple. And so why not just go ahead and restrain and refrain from that and go with that crowd that loves God, the Bible, and wants to be good, right, moral, and decent. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we thank you for loving us while we were unlovable. I pray you'd bless every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. How we ask you, Lord, that you'd help us to exalt and magnify your name together. Now go with us to our home, bring us back again safely.